This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fantasy Cowboys Monday. What is your top overreaction to that defeat that you think is actually true, right? At 877-881-1053, go ahead, text that in. Your biggest overreaction to the game that's actually true. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car, truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. Never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. So workshop that in your brain. We got the C-note here for you. Cowboys news of the evening. And Todd Archer put out a post. This is about 40 minutes ago. Just for clarification, the knee issue Trayvon Diggs has been dealing with since early in the season is with his right knee, not the left knee, which he had operated on last January. Brought us told you this a couple of hours ago. So how bad is that? Do you know any other details? Like, is this some tendonitis or is there a potential
thing in play? I do not know. I just knew that it was bothering him. So I could try and find out some more details about it because people were like, oh, it's his knee, and he wasn't able to play, and it's bad and all that. I was like, I'm not going to ask how bad this knee is. And a couple people in the organization said, no, it's Brian Sapsley, his opposite knee.
Do you think the knee could be related to the concussion? Because going into that week, he was going to play until he showed up with a concussion.
No,
maybe there was a fall, some stairs, maybe hurt the knee and the head at the same time?
I think the knee was separate from where – that would be my speculation. I can't wait to hear this explanation.
It's going to be all time. It is. If it was something simple like the stairs, you could just run with it.
Yeah.
They're hiding it for a reason.
He should have said the stairs.
It should have been the first and last
thing out of his mouth.
Absolutely.
I slipped. Yeah. You know, I was carrying some trays down the steps in the back deck, and boom. Next thing I know, I was on the grass.
Yeah.
My head hurt. My knee was twisted.
My dog tripped me.
Yeah, man, speaking of knees, did you see Deshaun Elliott last night, Sunday Night Football?
Disgusting. Oh,
I could only see it once. They showed it on TV just once because it basically got bent backwards, and I like gasped on the couch, and the family came out asking me what was wrong, but it was that disgusting.
Yeah.
Almost as disgusting as the Tucker Kraft catch and run that led to that play. Jerry Jones last night, today would not affect the decision on trading for a player. How do you react to that? How could it not? You win last night. You're looking down the barrel of 6-3-1. You're like, dude, we got this thing cooking now. We won back-to-back games. You lose that game. All of a sudden, you are a bad afternoon on Monday Night Football against Arizona, who you've struggled with over the years from being 3-5-1. And, you know, you'll probably beat the Raiders, but you know, once you're a couple of games under 500 beyond midseason, it's really tough to rally. And I know they did it once, but I think this team really has to start looking long term. Nick Harris with a column today here as we go through the C-note. The NFL trade deadline is approaching. Despite Jerry saying Sunday's loss to Denver doesn't affect his strategy for the Cowboys, it probably should. They shouldn't be one-year loan buyers at the deadline. They should be sellers. And I agree with that. I mean, I guess if you really wanted to be aggressive and go get two or three players, but that's really the only way you should be buyers, is if you're you have this massive appetite and you're doing what Brian was talking about earlier, where you're going after multiple star level players on the defensive line. That's really the only buying that I'd be interested in. Like, you waste a pick for a short term rental type of situation this year, you'll be regretting that almost instantly. Okay, we need to have a Kenny Clark discussion here, guys. Mm-hmm. Their one tech solution that you got for Micah Parsons along with those two first-round picks, what did that last of? All of 2 weeks?
Yeah, three.
And, he looked like a guy last year, as Brian told you, was slowing down at the end of the year, and we thought, well, maybe that's injury-related. He had a toe situation.
Toe situation, mm-hmm. Right.
But now that we're sitting here going into week nine, I think it's an age situation, as we talk about so often. Like, the big guys who are a little bit quicker, boy, they really start slowing down by the time they're in their late 20s. And with Kenny Clark's contract being what it is, I think you put it right there in that Trayvon Diggs box, where maybe this guy could help you. He could be part of a good defense still, assuming Trayvon Diggs gets right. But at $20 million, it's got to be like a cap casualty situation right there with Kenny Clark, unless something big happens in these final nine games.
Yeah, I mean, I could see them being so stubborn, though, that it's like, no, that's the guy we traded for, and we spoke so highly about him. We said he was going to be here for a long time, and he's going to be the fixer. I could see their stubborn nature keeping them from actually making the right decision. But if Kenny Clark is this version of himself, like we've seen for the basically last month, then there's no way you can hang on to him, especially with the cap relief that you get from moving on.
Yeah.
Can easy out.
Yeah, and there's not a lot of dead money on that deal either.
No, there's none.
There's none. You're just saving $21 million on your salary cap. Like, there is no world where it makes sense to keep him on your roster for next season, unless, like you said, he just totally dominates the rest of the way. Yeah. But I don't see that happening.
I mean, he's definitely getting double teamed a lot. He's still been the pressure leader for the team. But I mean, if you can get some help, that might be something that overall makes him a better player. Yeah, we saw Surtain's missing 4 to 6 weeks. He's got that pec injury. Jordan Schultz, who's going to join us on Wednesday at 3 o'clock, reported that a little bit ago.
Just disgusting that they were not able to take more advantage of that.
That is really a hard thing to deal with right there. That one of the best players in the National Football League, and you kind of go away from, you don't attack the guy who's replacing him in this game. That's disappointing from this coaching staff, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
If I was in the box, I'd be screaming. I go, Surtain's out. Let's think about this, guys. Surtain's out, Yeah. Just keep reminding Shoddy, as he's calling plays, that their best corner, one of the best defensive players in the league, is no longer on the field, and make sure that, hey, quick game, whatever we have to do to get that going, do it. But, man, that's disappointing. Really, really is.
I don't know, after watching what George Pickens has done, with that pressure being what it was, and you're running for around 3 yards per attempt, does anybody believe anybody in the league could stop this if you just snapped the ball and threw it up high?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Fee and fees apply. In-app only.
For George Pickens? Like,
no.
And you don't need much more than a few step drop to loft that thing up there again and again and again. That mitigates the pass rush. And
I'll say this, and Zach, help me, because I know you know everybody's trying to watch the film when they can watch the film. But I feel like that, like the last couple of weeks, George Pickens has run better routes.
He has.
Yeah. And it might be because
he's blocked more.
It might be because the buy-in of George Pickens, you know, and then he's getting ready to maybe sign a contract, a big one. Everybody, you don't want anybody to say, well, he's a poor route runner. You know, you don't want to say that. I think George Pickens kind of understands now what he has to do. I think he's understanding the plays. I think he's a guy that kind of always was just a natural go down the field, run a couple of routes kind of guy. I think it took him a little while to kind of get the offense, and now we're starting to see better route running, better separation, you know, better buy-in overall. I don't blame him. He's trying to get a new contract. He's playing like he deserves one. But yeah. the buy-in is better than what we saw probably 2-3 weeks ago when CeeDee Lamb was not in the lineup.
And speaking of CeeDee, he made a couple of incredible catches along the sideline that, you know, I don't think many other wide receivers would. But I think George Pickens is such a physical matchup nightmare. And when they're letting him push off, I'd rather take three chances to get 10 yards than to try to get a first down, mitigating that pass rush, which, you know, was really slowing down Dak. Speaking of that, we got an overreaction Monday here cooking for you at 877-881-1053. Your top reactions, overreactions that you actually think are true. And we got the 214 saying, I'd say Dak never being that guy. I understand the defense is awful, but the offense wasn't great either. I've texted with you guys before, and everyone has he has MVP games during the season against easy teams. You guys always overhype him every year. I would say I have not overhyped him, and I've actually been, you know, falsely categorized as a Dak hater. What you have going on, you know, right now this year has been different. There's going to be bad games. I mean, Patrick Mahomes has been held under 10 points twice in a Super Bowl with probably better offensive lines than what Dak has. So, I would say you're 8 games in, 6 of them have been MVP level.
It's strange that somebody would say that if they've really listened to our show. And Chief, I don't mean this as a slam towards you, but very much before he even signed that contract, we went around the room and there were people on our show that were not interested in bringing him back. Mm-hmm. You know, and I don't think there's a lot of homerism going on. We're just reporting what we see. The guy's playing it. He's playing at a very high level.
Yeah, I think we've been very fair.
Very fair about it. But there are people, if you listen to the show long enough, you know that there are folks on it that have said, hey, I would move on. I would do something different.
Yeah. And I mean, right now, who's the number one seed in the NFC? The Green Bay Packers.
Yeah.
Did he torch the Green Bay Packers? Was that a bad team?
Yeah.
So, I mean, he I get it. Like, the Broncos are the best defense I think they're playing all year. I got a lot of respect for them in that front seven. He got pressured the most out of any game he's played this year, and it showed. He went back, and I don't think it's just him. I think that's most quarterbacks put in that situation, like they were saying during the broadcast. But, I mean, to act like he didn't ball out against Green Bay, that is a good defense statistically this year and is the best team right now in the NFC record-wise, I mean, you can't just ignore that.
Yeah.
He deserves praise. Yeah. When he plays well, we give him credit.
Yeah, and his offensive line is bottom third in the league against the best pass rush, and you know, up until this point, he's been able to slide away from the pressure and still find a spot in the pocket that was comfortable enough for him to make throws under duress that were incredible. That just was not the case. I don't know if any quarterback could have done better.
Yeah, yeah, and he ended up struggling yesterday for sure, but that, I mean, that first drive, that throw to Lamb,
awesome.
He's getting mashed and standing tall, making a great throw. I wish they would have tried Pickens there on that first drive in the goal line. Romo's calling it out.
Oh,
like, you got the one-on-one coverage. Yeah. Like, you got to take advantage of that. But from an overreaction standpoint from yesterday, I just think that it's Shoddy's a bit of a coward when it comes to these fourth down decisions, and he has got to get better with that.
Yeah, you're right about that. Not the lowest in the league, but he's definitely not good enough.
No, I mean, they've lost tons of win percentage points over the course of the season. There's only a handful of coaches that are more conservative in those situations. Yesterday was on full display, and that was the first time where it was like so obvious. Like, dude, what are you doing? You have got to go for some of these. And to even to start the game, I think they should have gone for that fourth down.
303 says, biggest overreaction, the defensive schemes aren't the biggest problem. It's how awful the personnel is. I think that's just journalism right there, Colorado. Thanks for checking in. 469, Schottenheimer no better than Garrett.
Uh-oh.
Now you've gone too far.
Yeah, he's way better
than Garrett.
He's way better
sure.
than Garrett, but he's still a first-time head coach that has some issues.
Yeah, and they got major personnel issues, as you see all over the league. The top coaches, find themselves behind the eight ball all the time when their players run out. How about Jaden Blue? How many touches did this take before his first fumble?
How's this year, Texas, man? I mean, that's why it's like that. It wasn't a surprise. I don't know. I thought that was a pretty clear recovery, especially watching on the All-22.
I know.
Denver got that ball back.
Yeah.
And credit to Brock Hoffman for even making that.
Ooh. Close.
Yeah, I mean, he lays on top of that Bronco, and eventually he's able to, like, pull the ball away. But that probably should have been Denver's ball, but it's a concern. And I think, you know, for Jaden Blue, I thought he had some good moments. But the ball security, I think, is going to be a topic of conversation his entire career. That's Jaden Blue for you.
Okay, how about 214? Dak's shoulder is hurt. His throwing motion yesterday looked way off. I mean, couldn't rule it out, but we hadn't heard anything about that and my eye didn't pick it up. Gavin's not a Dak hater, says the 817. Gavin's a Dak realist. Dak is good, but not great. He could get into the playoffs this year if he had a defense he could rely on. Absolutely.
That's very fair. Yeah.
Okay, what else do we have going on here in the C-Note? Cowboys news of the evening. Oh, a couple things from Shoddy's presser earlier today. He did acknowledge nobody played well yesterday and nobody coached well either. I love that accountability. Said there will be changes. No one is pleased. No one is happy with the way that we played yesterday. It's not acceptable. And the standard was not met. He clarified Malik Hooker has one more week until his return. And I think he's going to be helpful just by being replacement level. And I think he's often Johnny on the spot. When you have those broken run plays that the entire box gets blown up on, he's at least there to try to tackle the guy and make him change his path, slows him down a little bit. So hopefully the defense can recover. All righty, it's the G-Bag Nation here on 105 Through the Fan. We'll find out what Fred and Blake have cooking here for you on a Monday night, then hand it over to the Cowboys Hour that's coming up next here in the Nation.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee.
Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.